Well, hello and welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name's Chris. I'm the host of the show. It's been a few weeks. I had a delay in getting this show out for everybody. Last show up was 14, which was the big pre-Hamilton show. I played three bands that I went to see. The show was fabulous. So worth the drive down to Hamilton to see the bands that I did get to see. We ran a little late that night and arrived as Broken Issues was wrapping up, so we only really got to hear a little bit of that I believe it was their encore song they were playing when we got there. Finally got to meet Casey and Jerry and Zed, and guys, it was great to meet you. I can't say how fabulous it was to see you guys perform that night. So thought I'd start off today's show about talking a little bit about the band and the shows that I went to see before I jump into some new music. So, up first, when we got there, we got to hear Core. Fabulous band. So, these guys are from, well, they list from southwestern Ontario. So you've got Core, Paul, Kevin, and Mark. They did play both songs that I played on show 14. These guys had a lot of energy. The sound was fabulous. I have rather sensitive ears when it comes to vocals and being out of pitch, and I couldn't complain about these guys at all. If you can go see them, go see them. If you like them when I played them on show 14, please go pay for their album, download it, get it from any of the sites they've got listed. It is well worth having and listening to. Up after them was Spin Dizzy. I did not get to play Spin Dizzy on the last show. They have a very interesting sound. It was kind of rock, reggae, ska kind of mixed together. Definitely unique, definitely one of a kind, definitely full of energy and great to hear. If you guys are listening and you want to send me a track, I'd be happy to play them on a future show. Up next was obviously Persist. I've been itching to see these guys since August. Was absolutely thrilled to finally get to hear these guys live. Casey came and talked to me after the show. They were having some issues with their speakers. Yeah, he couldn't hear himself during the show. Casey, I gotta tell you, it was not noticeable. You sounded fabulous. I think Christian may have been having an issue hearing himself, but wow, these guys were great. And Zed's got so much energy. He's bouncing all over the stage like a little Mexican jumping bean. Like, if I could have half the energy he had on stage, I would be thrilled. These guys are well worth seeing. You're not going to get to see them for a while, though, because they are back in the studios recording some new music. So I can't wait to get a preview of the new stuff and wait for it to be all mixed and mastered and available to play on the show. The guys already know that I'd be happy to play their new stuff when it's all ready to go. And yeah, I can't wait. Closing the show was Menda Wolves. These guys are more of a metal band. They seem to be a fairly young lot of guys. They played a good set of tracks. Have no complaints. Their sound is good. And I was really happy to be able to have played them and gone to see them. So hopefully they get some more stuff together and get another album out soon. The show was their CD release party, so they had a lot of support and fans, and it looked like a bunch of family showed up just at the end of the show to see them. I felt a little out of place for the show. There were so many people wearing Core shirts or Persist shirts or Vendable shirts, and here I am, not with anything, not even an Insomnia Radio Canada shirt. Felt a little out of place. Walking into the bar, looking around, I was like, for any of you that do any LARPing and have done Vampire LARP, it was like walking into a Bruja bar. So, did feel a little out of my element for the show, but it was really great to get there and see everybody and get to listen to some absolutely fabulous music. So this show's going to be a little different. I'm still writing up my show notes and grabbing songs as I record, because as I said, I'm a little behind on recording. I've had a absolutely insane busy month. I had this show, the one episode of IR Canada that I did put out, settling into two new jobs, finishing up training for the one job. I belong to a medieval reenactment group, and we had a big event this past weekend where I cooked for 80 people, which was a whole new crazy experience for me. But I've now done it, and I could probably do it again if I wanted to. I had lots of fabulous help and probably wouldn't have been able to do it without my help. So yeah, hopefully next few weeks life will get back to normal, and I'll be able to get another show out on time. So now that I have babbled and talked for like 5.5-6 minutes, I think we should get to some music. So up first, we've got a Toronto band called Wilton Said. So, that was Wilton Said. They are from Toronto, and the song I chose to play from them was Endorphin Crash. If you enjoyed their sound, you can find them over at wiltonsaid.com. They're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Bandcamp, as well as CD Baby. So, on vocals, keyboard, and kazoo, you have Wilton. On guitars, you have Chris. On drums, you have Richard. And on bass, you have Debash Ray. So I can't remember exactly if these guys submitted to the show or if I found them somewhere, but thought they had a unique individual kind of catchy sound, so I figured let's play them. Up next, I have a band that I found through Music Submit. This is Silken, and they're from BC, Canada.
Adios, Barcelona, adios. Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
So, that was Silken. They're from Burnaby, British Columbia. And the two songs of theirs I chose to play were Adios Barcelona and Loved and Lost. They have a web presence on MySpace, Reverb Nation, and Facebook. I chose to play them because they have a different sound. It's not really rock, it's not really folk, it's just a sound, and I liked it, so that's why I played them. Sometimes it's just a song will hit you and you want to play it, and that's what happened when I listened to some of their stuff off of Music Submit. They are one of very few bands that I've accepted off of Music Submit. Basically, my requirements for getting onto this show are you must be Canadian, must have at least one member that's Canadian in the band. You've got to play music that I like, and I like just about every genre, so that doesn't really rule any of the genres out. I've played just about every genre on the show so far, and you have to send the music in to me. I'm not going to constantly chase down people to find their music to play it. That'll occasionally happen if I really, really enjoy somebody, like I did with Persist. I went to them and asked if I could play their stuff, and that was way back when I was guest hosting on the Justin Wayne Show. So you can submit stuff through the Insomnia Radio Canada / Insomnia Radio Main Show website. You can email it to me at chris@insomniaradio.net. You can send me links, but if you don't actually send me MP3s, I'm a whole lot less likely to play your stuff. So, yeah. If you're listening, you haven't been played, you'd like to get played, send me your music. So, time for some more music now, I think.
We'll be right back.
So, that was Villa Kang and the Hazy Mountains. They're from Toronto, Ontario, and the song I played was New Wings. If you enjoyed that song, you can find them over on Facebook, SoundCloud, and yeah. They submitted their stuff through the main show, and it got forwarded to me from Stuart, and I absolutely loved the song. I wish you guys submitted two songs, because I would have happily played a second song. So, go check these guys out. I couldn't find out too much about them, other than listening and knowing that they've got some great music there. So, hope you guys enjoyed that song, too. Up next is another group that was submitted through the main show. This is the Good Fridays, and they're from Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is Good Job Scott Dick Dajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
That was the Good Fridays, and they are from Hamilton, Ontario. And the song of theirs I played was the Ferret Song. They submitted that track to the main show, and it got forwarded on to me to play. In the band, we have Peter on bass, Alex on guitar, Byron on guitar, Brendan on synth, and Josh on drums. If you enjoyed that song, you can go check them out at thegoodfridays.bandcamp.com. Up next is another track that was submitted to the main show, and this will be The Marble Lion. So that was the Marble Lion and their song Old Man. Now, only one third of this band is Canadian. However, they are all based out of Montreal currently, and it's Jordan, who is from Windsor, Ontario. So the band is Jordan and Jeremy and Carl, and Jeremy and Carl come from the Chicago area. So these guys sent this track in, or their band promoter or somebody sent it into the main show, and I enjoyed it, so I decided to include it in the show. So up last, we have one more group. It's going to be a bit of a short show this week, but I did kind of scramble to get this one together. I've got lots of tracks to review still and include. Always looking for new stuff, so feel free to send stuff in. This last band is from Vancouver, BC. It's comprised of Ryan on vocals, Graham on guitar, Jordan on guitar, and another Ryan on drums. They sent their track in to the main show. The band is called Whoa, She's a Babe, and the song is Down Below. So thanks for tuning in, enjoy the last song, and I'll catch you in a couple weeks.
Make my-
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.